Right, let's respond to a couple of issues around the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA. There was a story in the Sunday Times talking about some trains that they've purchased. We will get to that issue in a moment. But first of all, there have been news reports that a couple of trains that were part of the newly revitalized and refurbished and re-equipped line from Mabopane into Pretoria have been involved in an accident. So to look at both of these issues, we welcome to 702 Drive PRASA spokesperson Andiswa Makanda. Welcome to 702 Drive. Firstly, if we can kick off with the train crash, what happened?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. This morning at about 5:30 a.m., while our technicians were attending to a technical fault, two motor units, and not the trains themselves, but two motor units during the decoupling process, collided into each other. We had no passengers on the trains at the moment. There was a delay of 30 minutes, but after that, all trains were running on schedule. We are conducting an investigation just to establish what was the cause of the technical fault and to look into how is it that the motor units collided into each other. I think in a few hours from now, we will have a comprehensive report from our technical team.
So it's interesting the way you frame it, Ms. Makanda, and I'd like to pick up on two aspects of it. The one you say they collided into each other. Presumably somebody did something or didn't do something which caused the trains to collide. So one would hope that this will not be seen as something that just happened, but that actually involves people who need holding to account. And then you refer to it as a technical fault. How do you know that if you haven't concluded your investigation?
John, those are the issues that we want to look into with that investigation, to look at what was the technical issue that they were attending to. Secondly, John, as you rightfully point, that somebody may have or may have not done something, we don't want to get into speculations at the moment. We are awaiting for that conclusive report to look into what was the nature of the problems that were experienced by the trains this morning.
So let's turn then to the story, front page of the Sunday Times, second lead on in that paper. PRASA's 130 million rand loco debacle. They talk about trains that have been leased from a company which they said they didn't know, but you've since said is a company called Premierfield, and they say that cost the company 130 million rand. Now, I want to look at your statement and then ask you a question just to share this from your media release, Ms. Makanda. You say this is not the case, referring to the 130 million rand, as we are still waiting for invoices for the festive season service. And it says it is premature at this stage to state exactly how much was spent on the leasing of the locomotives. The question that raises for me is, what can you share with us about the structure of the deal? Because most lease arrangements, I would have thought, would be based on a monthly amount. Are you saying this contract is based on what? Kilometers, numbers of trips? Why would you not know what the December lease cost?
John, the Sunday Times article somehow insinuated that it cost 130 million rand to run the service during the festive period. That was not the case. The value of the contract is at 130 million rand for 11 months.
Yes.
So now we're waiting for the invoice to look at for this particular December period. How much was it? But I know that for the cost estimate, we're looking at around 9 million rand. But obviously, before we make payments, we need to also make verifications and make sure that the services that were rendered is what we had they've invoiced.
But that's the part I'm trying to understand, if I could come in there. Do you pay per trip? Is that how the deal is structured?
It's per month. It's on a month to month.
Why would December be any different? Why would, if it's month to month and it's the payment is per month, why would you need to wait for invoices? Because December, like any month, is a month.
Because the nature of the service that we're getting, it's not just the locomotives themselves. There's also maintenance work. There are other added-on services that the service provider also provides for the month. So we need to wait for a detailed job spec on what was done in the festive season period.
But then I remain puzzled, and it's possibly me, but if you're saying that the deal is 130 million rand for 11 months, how would you know that if every month there are variable charges that you've just described for maintenance and other services? What does the deal actually say?
John, at the moment, I can't share the exact details on what line by line, what the issues or what contains in the contract, but it does have some added on services that we would expect from the service provider, including maintenance.
So then when you say the deal is worth 130 million rand, it could be more.
I don't envision it to be more, John, because if you look at 130 million over 11 months, you're looking at about 10 million rand or so every month. But also with this particular month, December period, we were costing at around 9 million rand. So it varies from month to month, John.
Thank you very much. And Andiswa Makanda, spokesperson for PRASA. I have to say I'm not entirely clear about how that deal works. I mean, these deals, to me, should be set out for public scrutiny, whether it comes through a parliamentary committee. But the way in which these costs are calculated should be absolutely clear. Maybe there's someone on the parliamentary committee on transport who might give us a call.